RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We have a packed show for you guys today. What a great week of sports we got here upcoming. We got the U.S. Open starting tomorrow. We got the Euros starting on Friday. Brad Thomas standing by. Talk about both of those things. Also, got every team in Major League Baseball in action tonight. We'll give out some best bets during Big League Peach. And then, of course, we got Game 3 of the NBA Finals as Dallas trying to make this a 2-1 series against Boston. We will dive into that. Casey Hudson will join us later in the show to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports, especially in golf, especially in soccer with Brad on the show today. Send in anything that you guys have on your mind. And then if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. You can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Brad Thomas. You can give him a follow on X at Mr. Brad Thomas, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet. Brad, I mean, awesome week for you, man. We were talking before the show. You got U.S. Open. You got the Euros. A lot of excitement. A lot to talk about. Let's start with the U.S. Open, though, and Pinehurst. You know, just kind of like listening to some of these guys talk about it, how it's kind of a different test, right? We think about U.S. Opens. We think about these long courses with crazy rough and just trying to bomb it all over. But Pinehurst, the talk of the week is about those greens and how tough it could be. So when you handicap this course, what are some of the golfers that you're looking for?
Yeah, so, man, I'm actually really excited because unlike playing at Los Angeles Country Club, this should be a legitimate test of skill. One addition or change to Pinehurst that's not talked about a lot is the removal of the rough. They added these like sand waste areas with these little wispy grass mounds. So basically what's going to happen is you're going to have guys that are going to miss the fairway. Missing the fairway is inevitable. Now it's just luck of the draw whether you end up with an obstructed shot or you just continue to roll through. But I still am putting a big emphasis on guys who are long off the tee. Victor Hovland in his presser said something that I thought was very important when you're making your selections this week. Typically, in golf tournaments, the guys who win or the guys who are successful are golfers who are aggressive off the tee and conservative on their approaches. Well, he said that's this in a nutshell, but on steroids. And he's right. You want those big, long bombers. Everyone's going to miss fairways. But you also want guys who are playing it smart, hitting to middle of the greens. You touched on these greens being difficult. Well, they're turtle backs, which means there's like a mound in the middle of the green. So if your ball is just a foot, maybe 2 feet too long, too short, you're rolling way down, way out of position. And it's kind of funny because when I was building out my models, I'm normally a big strokes gained guy, right? Like I want to see how many strokes they gained versus the field in X, Y, and Z category. This week, I'm working in more actuality. And what that means is I'm like, well, guys who are just hitting the greens in regulation, right? Guys who are just hitting fairways. So I'm looking greens regulations, fairways gained. I want guys who are good at scrambling, just get me up and down. I don't care how you do it, just do it. And those are the guys. Or you can just call a spade and go ahead and bet Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good analysis there. I was going to ask you who you like, Brad. I've been talking about it for the last couple of days. I like Scottie. I know nobody wants to bet a golfer at this low a price, but you mentioned the kind of golfer that you're looking for, how you see this course playing. I mean, the dude just by far right now, the best player in the world. Clearly, it feels like he's gotten what happened at Valhalla past him with winning at the Memorial last week. Scottie's my winner. Who do you like to win, and who are some other guys that you're backing?
Yeah, I would bet Scottie Scheffler. I was on him as a single bullet last week. But just like any eager golfer, golf better, I have futures that I lined up like bet him months ago, months and months ago, like Bryson DeChambeau. I bet him way back when he was like 55 or 60 to 1. Wyndham Clark when he was going crazy. But if we're talking about a bet that I can put in right now, I would take Colin Morikawa at 16 to 1. If anybody who's read my NBC Sports article, I believe it was for the tournament before the PGA. I'm drawing a blank right now. I said, it's so funny. I bet on Xander Schauffele and I said, it's only a matter of time before he wins, right? You can only play that well so long before you have that breakthrough again. And he ended up winning the next week. Well, Colin Morikawa, three straight top fives last week, runner-up, really gave Scottie Scheffler a true test on Sunday, where there were only like three golfers who finished under par, and Colin Morikawa was one of them, put the real Sunday pressure on him. And if you want to talk about ticking all of the boxes that you need to be successful here, he's number one in fairways gained, right? He hits fairways at an amazing high clip. Sure, he's not as long, but he's not like short. Like he's not like a Brian Harman, no offense to him. He's not that kind of short, or a Denny McCarthy. He also hits greens in regulation. And we talked about those turtleback greens, how your balls will roll off. Well, he's the best, outside of Scottie Scheffler, best golfer around the greens that we're going to have this week. So why not? You know, he's not clutch, but he's a major champion, which eliminates half the other golfers in the field. And at 16 to 1, a guy who's knocking on the door, he could bust it open in a massive way this week.
I like it. I'm on Morikawa as well. I think he's got a great chance. Like you said, Brad, I mean, it feels like in all these big events, he's in the final group on Sunday. Yes. He just hasn't quite shut the door yet, and maybe this could be that week. So I like that. Real quick, Brad, before we talk some soccer, get into the Euros, anybody that you're fading this week, like maybe anybody towards the top of the board, anybody that you're looking to go against in matchups or maybe miss the cut, anything that stood out to you?
I haven't looked at his actual price, but I'm going to talk about a star and that I'm fading, and that's Max Homa. Max Homa is going through some really, really tough times. He's struggling off the tee. This is not a golf course where you want to be struggling off the tee. If we want to talk about how bad he's struggled, he's lost strokes in five straight events off the tee. When you're struggling off the tee at a course like this, where you're going to be consistently in this like fescuous sand, you're going to find yourselves in bad positions where you're most likely going to have to punch out, or you're going to just try to advance the ball as close as possible. I don't think his form is good enough. He had that top 10 at Wells Fargo and top three at the Masters, but I mean, I figured like those were just kind of lucky. And what I mean by lucky is at Wells Fargo, he barely lost strokes off the tee, but then he followed up with three really horrible rounds. His putting hasn't been good. He hasn't been great around the green. And this is somewhere where you need both of those to click for you.
Yeah. Talk with Brad Thomas here on Send It In. Give him a follow at Mr. Brad Thomas, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet. Brad, a lot of great stuff on the U.S. Open. Real quick, let's go to the Euros. First game is on Friday. And I'm one of those guys that I really don't follow soccer all that much, but I love these events, right? World Cup, Euros, the big time events. Brad, I was shocked to see on BetMGM that England was favored to win over France. Do you agree with that? Should England be the favorites in this tournament?
Absolutely not. England is all expectation, no execution, right? Like, yeah. England's team, yeah, they have a lot of really good attacking talent in Harry Kane, Saka, Foden, guys, Jude Bellingham, guys who are playing really well. But for me, it lies on the defensive end. and their manager, but I'll talk about defensive end first. No Harry Maguire. So who's going to be in the middle of that defense for the back line? Mark Gahey, maybe? Then John Stones, Kyle Walker, Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw's banged up right now. Like, they have a lot of question marks defensively. And then offensively, even, it's not that they don't have the convertible, right? They don't have the Corvette in the driveway. It's Southgate doesn't know how to drive it. He doesn't know how to maximize the potential of this team for a full 90 minutes. You've probably seen this in their friendlies and previous tournaments under Southgate. It always feels like England is nil-nil at halftime, and then they're battling their way through the second half to try to get a result. In a tournament like this, you don't want to give lesser teams any kind of motivation or anything to hang their hat on in the locker room at halftime. And that's England's biggest problem.
Yeah, no question. So you don't like England, Brad. I'm with you. Who do you like to win the Euros? And then give me like a long shot or a sleeper team that you would keep an eye on.
I like France to win the Euros. I bet them in July. I parlayed them with Real Madrid to win the Champions League. Put that on my Twitter for anybody who follows me at Mr. Brad Thomas. But I just think that team is so stacked, right? Like, defensively, they're really sound. In net, they're really sound. We all know they have the best player on the planet in Mbappe. But they also have younger players who are not quite so young anymore who can actually contribute to this team. And then their midfield, what's really important, I'll say this in multiple times probably throughout the tournament when you have me on, is experience and veteran leadership in the midfield, because that is going to be the backbone of your team, the spine of your team that's going to keep you together. So it's England for me. And then dark horse, it's really hard to be a dark horse and win this tournament. For me, if I had to pick a dark horse, I'm going to give you something over 10-1, because it's just not fair to say like Portugal at 6-1 is a dark horse, even though they are my second favorite to win the tournament. I'm going with Netherlands. This Netherlands team, comparable coach, they have veteran leadership in the midfield, and then now their attacking talent just went from, it felt like, you know, last World Cup, where it was like this team with a lot of question marks, to some real experience leading the lines here. So Netherlands at 18-1, I believe, is not a bad look. They're not going to win it, right? Like, so don't get your hopes up. They're not going to win it. But if they make it to the final, they're 18-1, and they go off as a plus 200 dog, you have minus 180 on the other side that you can lay, and you could still rack home some profits and guaranteed wins.
I like that. Dutch, definitely a team I'll be looking at. Brad, real quick here in about 20, 30 seconds, all the games are out already, all the lines for some of those opening matches. Anything that stood out to you, sides that you like?
Yeah, I'm an absolute sicko. I took Italy first half corner handicap minus 1.5 against Albania. They've hit this corner handicap in 7 or 8 of their last 9 matches. That's good enough for me. They're going to be shooting a ton and putting on a lot of pressure.
Very good. Brad Thomas, give him a follow on X at Mr. Brad Thomas, betting analyst for NBC Sports. Going to join us plenty throughout the Euros. Brad, always good catching up, man. Appreciate the analysis. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Best of luck.
All right. Great stuff. Brad Thomas. Let's move on now to Shark Tank as we get ready for the U.S. Open. Bring on our guy, Shawnee Sharp. What's our first wager that we have available?
Yeah, Peach, the first one, I'm going to be asking for 1 unit on Tiger to make the cut. It's at plus 220.
So I'm actually going to be in on Tiger to make the cut at plus 220. Normally, of all the majors that they're going to play, especially with Tiger being 46 years old, would be to fade him at the U.S. Open. But Pinehurst is about as flat as a U.S. Open track as you can ask for. And again, it's really not the longest, most difficult course. The weather this week is supposed to be sunny. It's supposed to be beautiful. And Tiger's tee times Thursday to Friday. He gets the early tee time on Thursday morning and then the late tee time on Friday. Gets that extra recovery. So all the boxes are kind of ticking for Tiger this week. You got the tee time is good, the weather is good, and the fact that he's playing on a flat surface should help him as well. And look, Tiger's legs might not be what they used to be, but the hands still work just the same. So I will actually take a shot with Tiger plus 220 to make the cut. I'm in.
All right, next one I got here for you, Peach, is I'm asking for a 0.5 unit on a big name lower on the board. Will Zalatoris to win the U.S. Open is at 66-1.
Yeah, I'm out. We took a shot with Will Zalatoris to win the Memorial last week. I just love the price on him. He was kind of okay. He was hovering in the top 10, top 20 range. He's just not right. It's not the same guy right now. And this course really wouldn't suit him as some other U.S. Open courses would. Again, you got to be an extremely accurate iron player this week, which Willie Z is. But you're going to get yourself into trouble. You're going to have to scramble your way around this place. And that's where I think Will is going to find himself in some issues. So if Will was healthy, maybe I consider it. But I'm going to pass on Will here. I'm going to be out.
All right, next up here, I'm asking for another half unit on Cam Smith to be the top live player. It's at plus 550.
This is an interesting one. I'm going to be out on Cam, though. I'd rather take Bryson, or I'd rather take Brooks as the top live player. Now, on paper, this should be a course that really fits Cam Smith. I was watching the Golf Channel yesterday. Johnson Wagner was walking some holes with Cam Smith, and he talked about how much he loves this course. Cam has not been performing well on live, and you just wonder, like, can you come to a U.S. Open course and just flip a switch like that and just turn on your game? Morikawa did it at the Masters. He wasn't playing great, and then he got to Augusta, and he find himself in contention. Again, this is a course that you think would be suited for Cameron Smith, but he just has not been playing well. So I'd rather take a guy in Brooks Koepka, who always performs well in U.S. Opens, and then Bryson DeChambeau has been playing great golf as well. So I'm going to be out on Cam Smith.
All right, next up here, Peach. I'm asking for one unit on Justin Thomas to miss the cut. It's at plus 200.
I'm going to be in on this. Really no thoughts on JT for me this week, but I would rather him miss the cut than him to make the cut. He's a two-time major champion. He's won both majors, though, at the PGA. The U.S. Open, he tends to really struggle with. I could see him putting up some big numbers on certain holes, so I'm going to be out on JT, but I'm going to be in on him to miss the cut.
All right, next up, I'm asking here, PJ, three units on Scottie Scheffler to shoot 69 or lower at minus 135 in the first round. Are you in?
Ooh, see, the key is the three units. I'm going to be out. If this was one, maybe one and a half, I would consider it, but it's a par 70, and for much of the golfers, it seems like over par might win this week. We're going to get the carnage in the U.S. Open scores that a lot of us are hoping for. Now, this is just one round, and Scotty absolutely could go out there and shoot a one under, shoot a two under, but we've talked about a little bit the last couple weeks. He has had some slower starts, and even if Scotty just shoots two over in round one, if he just shoots even par, if he just shoots one over, whatever it may be, he's still going to be towards the top of the leaderboard, and he's going to be right in the thick of things. So for three units, I'm going to be out on Scotty. Maybe one, one and a half, I'd consider it.
I got two more here for you, Peach. I'm asking two units on a guy that you've talked about how you like this week, Colin Morikawa, to finish in the top 10. It's at plus 150.
I'm going to be in. Something that Bryson DeChambeau said yesterday that stuck with me, he went to the podium, was talking to some reporters, and he sits down and says, this is a ball striker's paradise. Who are the best ball strikers on the planet? Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa. I am all the way in on Morikawa to have a big week. I like that. Top 10 finish for two units.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. It's a BetMGM special to all make the cut. I'm asking for two units on Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and Tommy Fleetwood to all make the cut. It's at plus 105.
I love it. I like all three of these guys this week. Would surprise me if all three of these guys are in contention in the top 10. I absolutely love it. I'll get to my card here at the end of the show, but I'm in on Fleetwood, Koepka, and DeChambeau, all to make the cut, plus money for two units. All right, let's talk some baseball now. Big League, Peach, go through some of the games that we like on the slate today. We got the Rockies and the Twins going on now. How about our Rockies coming through yesterday on the money line with a nice plus 165 cash? We got the Blue Jays and the Brewers starting up in about an hour. We're taking Chris Bassitt over 5.5 Ks today against Milwaukee. He's had 7 strikeouts in each of his last 3 starts. All we need is 6 out of Bassitt today. We will take that. We'll also take the over in Astros Giants. It's a low total in 7 with Framber Valdez and Logan Webb on the mound, but it's a day game out in San Francisco today, so we'll take the over 7.5. Braves and Orioles today. This is my favorite game on the board. I love Atlanta. Not only team total over 4.5 runs at plus 105, but I like the Braves on the money line as well. The key being the Orioles have not had an off day in a long time. Braves just got shut out yesterday. I expect their offense to bounce back, but because the O's haven't been off, they're going to have to go to some of their relievers that they only use in blowout type situations. You're going to see guys like Keegan Keegan Aiken pitched today, Brian Baker pitched today, and as an Orioles fan, I can tell you guys, when Keegan Aiken and Brian Baker pitch, that's never a good thing for the O's. We're on the Braves today, +105, and I'll take their team total over 4.5 runs as well. We got the Cubs in the Trop today, taking on the Rays. Javier Asada's on the mound. Had a very good year for Chicago, 4-2 with a 2.74 ERA. Give me the Cubs on the money line at -105. We had the Marlins yesterday at plus money as well against the Mets. Mets coming back from their London series against Philadelphia. Mets lost last night. Expect them to bounce back and get the win tonight. David Peterson on the mound against Braxton Garrett. So give me the Mets at -150. Then we got the Phillies and the Red Sox. Christopher Sanchez against Nick Pavetta. I will go with the Phillies, -120. I think this is a great discounted price. Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball. I thought last night was the night to fade him. Schwarber had a couple of home runs. Sanchez has been excellent for Philadelphia this season. Maybe looking at an under 8.5, but I like the Phils on the money line as well. Yankees and the Royals. Yanks have taken the first two games in this series, but I'm going to go with the Royals at +135 tonight at home. Cody Petit going up against Dan Altavilla. I just think it's too high of a price for the Yankees. Yes, they're the better team. Petit was very good in his first start. I just think you're getting good value here on the Royals, so I'll take them at +135. Then a couple of night games that I like. White Sox and Mariners. The way that I would just bet White Sox games moving forward is they're obviously going to be big dogs in every game that they play. They have been getting leads in some of these games as of late. The problem is their bullpen is so bad, and they just give all of them away. So if you want any action in this game, wait for the White Sox to be up and then just bet the Mariners when they are plus money. And then finally, I'll take the Rangers tonight at +150 on the money line. John Gray against Walker Buehler. Dodgers absolutely annihilated them last night. I like taking teams to bounce back after they lose badly, so I'll take Texas today at +150. All right, let's talk some playoff Peach now as we dive in to the NBA playoffs. Tonight, folks, I love the Dallas Mavericks on the money line at -145. They're 2.5-point favorites. The total is 213.5. We talked about this yesterday. The Oilers are -135 in Game 3. The Mavericks are -145 in Game 3. Both teams are down 0-2 in their series. Both teams are at home for their Game 3s. But it feels like the perception around both teams are very different, right? It feels like people watch those first two games in Boston, and everybody just thinks Boston is the way better team. This series could be over in 4 or 5 games. And I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that Boston is the better team. I think they're going to win the series. I liked them to win the series at the beginning. I like Boston in 6, and I'm sticking with it. This is one of those lines that when it dropped, I think a lot of people looked at it and were like, whoa, Dallas is favored in this game. And whenever you kind of get that kind of reaction, you guys know me. I always like to go when a line is stinky, when it doesn't look like you should bet that side, because a lot of times when you feel nervous about betting the side, it tends to be the right side. So I'll take Dallas in this game at -145. Whereas the Oilers, you know, they go to Florida. Their offense is a no-show. Florida takes care of home ice. Now you make the 8-hour flight from Sunrise out to Edmonton. And I think a lot of people just expect that the Oilers will bounce back. I don't know, guys. Panthers are the best team in hockey, and their defense is giving Edmonton fits. Yes, I expect Edmonton to play better at home, but I think the Panthers have a great shot at winning Game 3. So I would certainly be a little more cautious of betting the Oilers. Love Dallas tonight to get the victory. And then two props that I'm looking at for tonight that we've talked about the last couple days. Sam Hauser +325 to make 2 or more 3-pointers for Boston, I think it's a great bet. Hauser's probably going to get around 10 minutes of action tonight, but when he's in the game, we know that he is hunting his shot. He's looking to make 3-pointers. He was 0-for-5 from 3-point range in Game 2. I like the fact that he didn't make any 3s because maybe he's due to make a couple tonight, and I like the fact that he knocked down 5 of them as well. Jrue Holiday's coming off of a 26-point performance. Obviously, Dallas has to keep an eye on Tatum and Brown. Got to give Porzingis his respect because of what he has done so far in this series as well. So when Hauser is out there, he's going to get opportunities. He's going to get his looks. And if he's able to knock one of those first couple threes down, it's going to give him the confidence to continue to keep shooting. Love his price at +325. And then Jrue Holiday, under 12.5 points. Love this as well. Holiday had 26 points in Game 2, and now his point prop is essentially half of that here in Game 3. I'll go under 12.5 points for Jrue Holiday at -105. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Casey Hudson here on a Wednesday. Get her thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final between Edmonton and Florida. Casey, before we get your thoughts, let's get the BetQL Models thoughts. What are their five-star plays for today?
We've got 0 5-star plays or player prop bets, but a line that's been changing a bit for the BetQL model is a 4-star bet for the Celtics to cover a +2.5 spread versus the Mavs tonight.
All right, very good. Casey, what are your favorite bets for tonight? What do you like?
Can't lean towards anything tonight, but some preparation for tomorrow. Probably my top two bets out of the 7 that I'm loving right now. Panthers start period. Puck line, they've been so fierce in the third period. I think I said this to you last week, and I've said it everywhere I possibly can. The Oilers are not used to showing up in the third period. That's kind of where their game starts to fizzle out. We've seen that through game 1 and 2, and we've seen the Panthers have such strong performances, so I like to keep that going. And then the under 5.5 total. I know that we're looking for a massive push from the Oilers, but still, I don't really see this going over 5 total goals unless a slaughtering comes in the third period yet again.
All right, very good. So those are some of the bets that you like, Casey. What about looking at a side? Would you take Florida or would you take Edmonton here in game 3 tomorrow night?
That's a tough one. I'm genuinely leaning towards Florida, and that's not to count out the Oilers. It's not to count out Connor McDavid and his love of being doubted. It's just the fact of I think they're starting to prove that game 1 wasn't a fluke. In game 2, they can make it their own, and game 3, they can still do everything they did in game 2 and walk away with another win. So it's hard for me to kind of pick out right here because I do think the Oilers will take one on home ice at least. But if I did have to pick, I'm going to go with the Florida Panthers to continue to stay hot.
Casey, has it surprised you how much the Oilers' offense has struggled through 2 games? Obviously, with their firepower that they have with McDavid and Draisaitl leading the way. I know Florida's defense has been awesome. Bobrovsky's been great. But only 1 goal through the first 2 games. Has that surprised you so far?
It doesn't surprise me, but I also was never on the Oilers train. Everybody got very excited about this high-octane offense, and of course, Connor McDavid is the best NHL player out there, but I don't think enough credit and conversation was going to the fact that the Florida Panthers have isolated or minimized X-factors on every great team. My Tampa Bay Lightning, Nikita Kucherov, silent. The Boston Bruins, Pastrnak struggled. And then you've got the New York Rangers that had one of the top lines in the NHL and multiple key contributors, and a lot of them were contained. So I'm not surprised at all. I think that their defense was kind of underrated going into this matchup, and I think people forget the Oilers were going against teams that barely averaged putting up 3 goals. They were sitting between that 2.5 goal line there, so they haven't felt this kind of aggression from a team aside from the physicality, so far from surprised.
All right, we'll see how game 3 plays out tomorrow night. Obviously a must win for Edmonton, going to be a great one. Can't wait for it. Casey Hudson join us here as she does every Wednesday on Send It In. Casey, great seeing you. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, PJ. Catch you later.
All right. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show with PJ's plays. And we got a great question in the chat from our guy, ParleyParley69. What is PJ's favorite summer sporting event? The Olympics, the Euros, or the Open Championship? Parley, outstanding question. It's actually going to be the Summer Olympics for me. I love the Summer Olympics. Swimming is one of my favorite just events, period, especially when we had Phelps in his heyday. I mean, that was always must-watch. Now we still got Ledecky. Can't wait to watch her. But I love the summer sports, everything going on. That's definitely one. Then it'd probably be Open Championship 2. I always love just kind of waking up at 4 a.m. Thursday, Friday, watching my golfers absolutely make me miserable, and then I want to go back to bed. That's always a great time. And then the Euros would probably come in at 3rd, just because, again, I'm kind of a casual soccer fan. I really don't keep up with it, but when we get these big events, I really do watch it a ton. But for me personally, would put the Summer Olympics at 1. And then B-Mills, I got a parlay today. Use the BetMGM boost on it. Luka to score 30+, and Tatum gets 7 or more rebounds with the boost, comes out to +103. Excellent bet. We've talked about Tatum's rebounds on the show before. Getting it at 7 is a great price. And then certainly Luka has been awesome so far. The first 2 games of this series, been scoring a ton. I think he's going to have to do the same tonight for Dallas to win. I think they will. So I think that is a great boost that you got there at +103. As for our plays today, going streaking, we're taking Marcell Ozuna, the Braves, against left-handed starter for the Orioles, Cade Povich. No history between these two guys. Povich is only making his second career start, but Ozuna's batting .316 this year. Right-handed hitter going up against a left-handed pitcher. And again, I just think whether it's Povich or it's the relievers that come in after him today for the Orioles, I think the Braves are going to put up some runs. So I'll take the guy who's been their best hitter this season, Ozuna, to get a base hit. My prop lock is going to be that Sam Hauser play. Two or more threes at +325. Love this price. That is my prop lock for the day. Dog of the day is going to be the Atlanta Braves +105 against the Orioles. Just think it's a terrible spot for the O's. No off days. They've been hot as of late on a little bit of a win streak, but that bullpen is gas. And they're going to have to use some guys today that aren't very good. I'll take Atlanta +105. Shawnee Sharp is going Pete Alonso over 1.5 bases at +100. And my best bet is going to be the Dallas Mavericks on the money line at -145 against the Celtics. This line is stinky for a reason. It's even moved up from 1.5 to 2.5. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to like Boston tonight. I am not one of them. Give me Dallas on the money line. And then our U.S. Open full screen that we like for Pinehurst number two. Guys, we've been talking about it all week. Scotty, I think he's going to win it. He's +300, and I completely agree with Brad Thomas. If I had to bet another guy, it'd be Morikawa at 14-1. And then top 10, outside of Scotty, the best golfer in the world right now is Xander. All around complete game. I'll take him top 10 along with Morikawa at plus money. And then Tommy Fleetwood as well. What I'm looking for this week, guys that are accurate and are great scramblers. Fleetwood, Russell Henley, two guys that I would keep an eye on, both making my top 20. I'd put a top 10 sprinkle on Tommy as well. To recap, our best bets for tonight. Marcelo Ozuna is my pick and going streaking. Sam Hauser, 2+3s, going to be my prop lock. Braves money line, our dog of the day. And Mavs is going to be my best bet. -145 on the money line against Boston. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks to Brad Thomas, Casey Hudson. Thanks for the questions in the comments. Sebastian Salazar joins us tomorrow to talk the Euros. We'll see you guys then.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.